Joining us in the broadcast is Robin Hawkins. She is the director. Is it wellness and health or health and wellness?
Either one.
Doesn't matter. Hey, pull that
She's
microphone.
Not picky.
Pull that microphone a little bit closer to you. Don't be shy.
Is that better?
There we go. All right. Now, I know a lot of people think because the weather's getting cooler, and really I think it's kind of unusually cool for this time of the year. I mean, I think we're just kind of experiencing an anomaly. But when it gets cool like this, people think that, the produce is just not, they're thinking, oh, well, you know, you get the produce and it's going to be grown in a hot house. These apples are prime timing right now.
Yes, this is all fresh crop apples. It means it's coming straight off the trees, mainly out of Washington right now.
Okay. What you got there now? Let's see what you got there. You know, we're just kind of, we're playing like we really don't know because she's been slicing, dicing, chopping, and peeling. She got some kind of tool in here that you, one fell swoop, slices the apple, takes the core out. What is that thing
With
called
a
anyway?
It's just an apple slicer. I don't think there's a special name. They're all silver. We have them at our stores. And it takes the core out, like you said, and puts it in little wedges instantly.
Now, I
know
you
wouldn't like that part because you eat the core.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
It has seeds in those
so
crunchy
what?
Thingies.
So what? It's good roughage. My next door neighbor's boyfriend. I'll tell you the story real quick. I'm sitting there having a conversation. I eat the apple and I eat the whole core. I'm standing there. I've got the stem in my hand. He's like,
"Why didn't you eat the stem?"
He's like,
"Wasteful."
Because I had to pick my teeth with it.
Oh.
He said, "Did you just eat that apple core?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah." He goes, "You ate the core?" I'm like, "Yeah, doesn't everybody?" I don't get it. Anyway, so I just, you know, I mean, God made it, I ate it, so what? So we got these apples. What do we have here now? I know we have Gala apples, we have
Sweeties
and something crisp.
Honeycrisp. One of my all-time favorites.
I know, right?
I have so many favorites.
I love Honeycrisp.
I love apple season.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Honeycrisp is sweet but tart.
Yes, and that's one of the big characteristics of the Honeycrisp. Mm-hmm. And it's firm and
right.
crisp. And it's just phenomenal flavor right now. And it's kind of a pricier apple. But right now it's on sale for $1.77 a pound, which is a steal.
Ooh, that is a good deal.
Now, I do like that because is fleshy the right word? It's real dense flesh. You know, the meat of the apple is very...
I would just say crisp. Mm-hmm. It's not mushy. You know, I hate biting into a mushy apple.
Yes. And that usually happens later in the season or when you're buying apples out of season.
Oh.
But right now, pretty much all the apples you buy should be very crisp, especially if they're new crop apples.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think all of these are pretty crisp. And I have a sweetie. It's really sweet.
It is sweet.
Sweeties are so good. I mean, I just brought just a small sampling. We have so many that will be coming in the next few weeks. We have... You know, Pink Ladies, there's Braeburns. There's just, you know, there's over 25,000 varieties of apples grown in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah, Pink Ladies are really good, too.
Did you say,
oh, I'm sorry, 2,500. Excuse me.
Like, well, still, 2,500. I didn't know there were 2,500 varieties of apples.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about? So how much are these apples? Some of these are on sale this week in your ad.
Yes. We have the Honeycrisp, which are usually $3.99 a pound. So they're on sale for $1.77 a pound. And usually from here on out, there'll be apples somewhere in our ad. We also have the organic Galas are on sale for $1.79 a pound. So if you're looking for an organic apple, a Gala is also a crisp apple. It's good for cooking. It's good for snacking.
Oh, you know what? I think it was Mr. Apple Country, Cal Brents, was saying those Gala apples. Is it the Gala apples or... If you keep them cool and airtight, that
was it the
last,
Galas that will last forever?
He made some apple rings for us that were made out of apples that were a year old almost.
Wow. I know if you buy apples, and let's say you're not going to eat them till like the end of the week or something, always put them in your refrigerator. That stops the ripening process. If you put them on your countertop, that apple's going to ripen 7 to 10 times faster than it would in the refrigerator. And you can keep apples quite a while. Like you can stock up on the Honeycrisp sale right now. I usually put them in the bottom drawer in my refrigerator and they will last for quite a while. And they'll still be really crisp. So just remember that. Don't keep them on your on your countertops. Right. I mean, if you're not going to eat them right away that day or the next day, go ahead and put them in your fridge.
Okay, yeah. Now we're saving the best for last. Well, the most sinful for last. Robin's also brought a tub of honey roasted peanut butter to put on these apples. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my word.
If Grandma was here, so I would have slapped her twice already.
It's the only way to eat an apple. Oh, you know, my personal favorite, all the dietitians, we're in love. We know in our market streets, we have big, in the bulk section, we have machines that have a lot of peanuts in them, and you just flip a switch. It's like turning on an ice cream switch,
mm-hmm.
and it just grinds the peanut butter for you instantly right there. So there's no additives added to the peanut butter. It's just straight ground peanut butter.
Has that been there for a while?
Uh-huh. We've always had them.
Where have I been?
I know, me too. I just go straight for the peanut butter shelf.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
The best is to do it when it's warm and then get your apple and put it in there. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, nice. Hey, Robin Hawkins, Director of Health and Wellness, United Family Source. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for bringing the apples. Thanks for bringing the honey roasted peanut butter. Let me tell you, that stuff's good enough. You can just eat it with a spoon.
It is. Fantastic.
Have a great day.